I let them finish getting in here.
Whatever you got to leave, just tap me.
All right, good afternoon, or good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. It is 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting in order. Since we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation, which Commissioner Alford's a little losing his voice, so he's asked Mr. Payne to do that, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Willis, if you feel led to rise.
Let us bow. Dear Heavenly Father, how excellent is your name. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together. We thank you for traveling grace. We ask that you come right now and come in the midst. Let us feel your presence. Lord, we lift up our leaders of this county and this community. Give them wisdom and discernment that they might be able to do things that are wise and are in order, and most of all, that are pleasing in your sight. Lord, while we may have disagreements, we don't have to be disagreeable. And so, Lord, we ask for your peace, your understanding, and your covering. In all things, we give you praise and glory. It's in your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none.
Judge, my understanding is that June is Elder Abuse Prevention Month, and we have some folks here today, and I'd like for y'all to come forward, whoever's going to speak, and visit with us for just a moment.
And we will tell you that we were awaiting a proclamation, which did not arrive, so it didn't make it on the agenda, but it is June, so we want to give them the opportunity to talk about there. They have a bunch of board members present here today, and so we're happy to accommodate you.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much for receiving us. I am Lily Boudreaux. I am your Jefferson County Board President for Adult Protective Services. I've been involved with the board now for about 16 years. Our goal, our mission, our purpose is to bring awareness of our senior citizens on how to better protect themselves, not only from abuse or neglect, but as well as exploitation. We try to get our information out into the hands of our constituents of Jefferson County and to better protect them. Today we do have some board members as well as some adult protective service workers with us today. You guys will stand where you are. With the hundreds of thousands of constituents that are a part of Jefferson County, we have a basis of about 15 people who are there to help and support them that actually work for DHS, but or DFPS, Department of Family and Protective Services. We have board members who are here to support the APS workers. Our goal, we have a Silver Star room that we supply with necessary items that if a worker goes and gets a call out in the middle of the night, they can go to that Silver Star room and work on the donations that have been provided to them to meet the needs of people who may not be able to get those resources. Right now, I know that there's a big push that it's hot. A lot of seniors don't have any air. So we're doing like a fan drive, so we can donate fans to the Silver Star Room, and the workers can take that fan and meet the need of a senior who needs a little extra something in their home. Things like personal supplies, cleaning supplies, hygiene supplies. We're trying to meet those needs through the board and the donations. Right now, I'm looking at it says Face ID. I can't do that one. I'd be illegal. All right. In Jefferson County, 1,120 completed cases of suspected abuse, neglect, or exploitation. These are stats from last year, correct? Validated was 741. out of 1,100. One is too many, but when you look at 741 that were actually reported, magnify that by the number that are not reported. We want to get the information out to our citizens to make sure you know if you see something, say something. If you suspect something, say something. It is better to make a report, and you can do that by calling 1-800-252-5400 and make a report. There is also a website that you can go to make a report of abuse, neglect, or exploitation. Either way, it can be done anonymously, but the best way to better help them is if you will leave some information so that they can contact you if you need further. So we want to make sure that we get that information out. We're also really excited to announce that we have received our 501c3. So we are now a nonprofit. We are able to really reach out more in the community and hopefully receive donations so that we, again, can better help adult protective service workers meet the need of our Jefferson County constituents.
Thank you so very much. I thank you for the work you've done, each of you. I know how very busy y'all are each and every day because of the guardianships in my court. I have the opportunity, unfortunately, to call upon you at times to look after the elderly and to call CPS for children. And I deeply appreciate the work you do. I'm glad you've got your 501c3. Now you can talk to Entergy about their FAN program. You can talk to Community Care Prayer Outreach down in Nederland who supplies fans and but we deeply appreciate the work you do within our community to protect the elderly. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to putting... You may.
All right. And you can approve somebody real quick. I got my posse with me today.
Good. We appreciate y'all's work.
Oh, don't be scared to get the mail. Just friend ain't gonna tap me but once.
All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an IFB for term contract for temporary canteen disaster emergency for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for a contract for Crane Bio Pump Station generators and buildings in Port Arthur under the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program project to BDS Constructors LLC, doing business as MK Constructors, for modification of sump pump controls and add relays for pump controls in the amount of $7,195, bringing the total amount to $1,597,542, and for an additional 33 contract days, bringing the total contract days from 610 to 643 calendar days, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project was awarded on Tuesday, August 15, 2023. Funding for this project is provided by the Texas General Land Office. With any additional cost over the budgeted GLO grant funds for this project to be funded by Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 as per our interlocal agreement. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 5 to our contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County, which will increase services for the Mid-County Tax Office at 4605 Jerry Ware Drive to Monday through Friday at a rate of $275 per week for service 5 days per week. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a continued participation in electronic disbursement for $17,177,293.18 to the State Comptroller for Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County's Local Provider Participation Fund for the Comprehensive Hospital Increase Reimbursement Fund. Item B is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for June insurance reimbursement. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 528733 to 528888. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for air conditioner work on grills with the downtown jail in the amount of $27,000. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, we have four items. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a 30-day extension for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 to submit their annual audit reports pursuant to Section 775.082D of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute a renewal for a law enforcement support office application for participation to enable the sheriff to acquire surplus federal equipment from the United States Department of Defense at no cost to the county. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the sheriff to execute a renewal of a law enforcement agency acquisition loan of OHC-58C for a helicopter at no cost to the county. Item D is to consider possibly approve and authorize County Judge Wright Martin Gonzalez District TxDOT engineer to advise him that Jefferson County Commissioners Court waives its right to purchase any of the TxDOT unused right-of-way located on the east side of Interstate 10 intersection with Hampshire Road. The county understands that there's more than one business developer that has expressed an interest in purchasing a 2.67-acre tract located there for expanded commercial reasons. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I am going to let, well, you've lost your voice, so I guess I'll let Commissioner Erickson take over. I have to get to a speaking engagement. But thank you all for being here today. And we will do that proclamation for elder abuse next week during Commissioner's Court.
Thank you, Judge. Okay, moving on to items under engineering. Item A is execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Spectrum for the purpose of installation of fiber optics throughout the community of Hampshire. This project is located in Jefferson County Precinct 3. Item B is execute, receive, and file a utility permit between Jefferson County and Spectrum for the purpose of the installation of fiber optics. Is that the same thing? Throughout the community of Hampshire, this project located in Precinct 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under risk management, we have one item. Consider.
Motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Thank y'all. My first time doing this in a while. Risk management. Consider and possibly approve the renewal of airport owners and operators liability coverage with Ace Property and Casualty Insurance Company effective June 1st, 2025 for an annual premium of $13,344 with a three-year fixed premium policy option. Premiums will be paid with airport budgeted funds. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Historical Commission, This is to discuss and possibly approve removal of a 1980s era counter and workstation in 279th District Court Office, previously the District Clerk Child Support Division. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Discussion on this, Ms. Timbreth, is there anything in particular you need to bring to us?
Those items have been added to permit with the Texas Historical Commission, my understanding.
Okay, I just want to double check that.
Yeah, the only question that I had had in advance to today's session was, will it cost the county any money? And maintenance is going to handle it.
Maintenance
if it's approved. And this is to send the permit off to the Texas Historical Commission in Austin, and they'll give the final.
And so we're still going to be waiting on them before
correct.
We take any action, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So we had a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That concludes our commissioner report agenda for today. Any elected official or department head have anything to add? Yes, ma'am.
Today is the last day of early voting.
Today is the last day of early voting. We've got a mayoral election in City of Beaumont.
That's the one we're conducting.
Right.
There is a Port Arthur runoff.
And Port
well.
Arthur also has elections. So please get out and exercise your right to vote. Anybody else? I would just advise to, as Commissioner Alford usually does, lots of construction going on, some changes in some of the roads. Please be careful out there. Slow down. Stay off your phones. Thank you very much. We appreciate your attendance.